From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Blogg. In Vancouver, the Olympics are over, but the Paralympics for disabled athletes are in full swing, with events including wheelchair curling and ice sledge hockey. Over the weekend, Andy Soule became the first U.S. athlete ever to win an Olympic or Paralympic medal in biathlon, which combines cross-country skiing and rifle shooting. He took bronze in the 2.4-kilometer pursuit sitting biathlon. Andy Soule is both a Paralympian and a veteran. He was deployed in Afghanistan in 2005 when a roadside bomb exploded next to his Humvee. Both of his legs were amputated above the knee. In sitting biathlon, skiers use a sit ski. That's a seat attached to a pair of skis, and they pull their way around the course.
It is certainly a very difficult sport from an endurance standpoint. You know, we use the double pull technique the whole time, which in cross-country skiing is generally a high-speed technique. So climbing hills with that technique can get exhausting. So it's a sport that certainly takes a great deal of perseverance and training to learn to do well.
Yeah. Well, as I understand it, you grew up around Houston, Texas, great ski country, and weren't much of a skier at all before your accident in Afghanistan. How did you come to cross-country skiing?
I met a guy on a long-distance bike ride on a hand cycle, San Antonio to Corpus Christi. I met a guy named Mark Mast on that ride, who runs a program up in Sun Valley, Idaho, called the Wood River Ability Program. And he felt that I would have potential in this sport, based on having seen me ride a hand cycle. And he runs a development camp for the U.S. adaptive ski team every year in February or early March. And so he invited me up to that camp.
Hmm. Do you figure that your training as a soldier helps, well, not just with the marksmanship part of this, but also just with discipline overall?
It's helped me definitely with just having the discipline to go out every day and train even when I don't want to, and even when I don't feel like it, and focus and drive. I just look back to my experiences in the Army, and this is sort of a way to continue that.
How do you mean?
Just providing something to strive for in a physical way and in a way of focusing and training on something difficult.
You are, I have read, you're one of five disabled veterans who are on the 52-member U.S. Paralympic team. Do you think you have a special bond among the five of you? Is it something that you share as athletes?
You know, I think that, in a way, everyone here on the Paralympic team has their own unique story and their own unique way in which they came to this, and that sort of includes the veterans on the team as well. And so I don't think that there's really a thing where we are somewhat set apart or different. Every one of us has our own unique way that we came to the sport.
Mm-hmm. You know, I hadn't realized this before, that the Paralympics began after World War II as rehab for injured veterans. It seems like, you know, history's come full circle with you a bit.
Certainly a lot of the current disabled sports programs in the United States, a lot of them got their start shortly after Vietnam with veterans from that war as well. So what we're doing here isn't necessarily anything completely new or anything, but I sort of look at that as we're building on something from people who have come before us.
Well, Andy Soule, good luck with your remaining events there in Vancouver. Best of luck.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Andy Soule, bronze medalist in biathlon at the Paralympic Games in Vancouver. He has two cross-country events still to come.